You, if you have come to faith in Jesus Christ, are a citizen in heaven on temporary assignment on earth.
And Dr. Tony Evans reminds us that we were put here for a reason.
We're in pursuit of the person of Jesus Christ during our tour duty on earth.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of the Urban Alternative. The Bible teaches that while we may be residents on earth, we're citizens of heaven. Today, Dr. Evans will talk about why so many believers seem to act like it's the other way around. Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3 as he explains.
Perhaps you will remember the story of the man who needed to get his shoes repaired. The shoe repair shop was going to close at 5. It was like a minute to 5, and he knew he wasn't going to get there in time. But he rushed, got there a couple of minutes after 5, and sure enough, the shoe store door was locked. But he could see through the window the shoe repair man closing things up. So he knocked on the window, hoping that the shoe repair man would graciously give him an opportunity to get his shoes repaired, to turn them in. The shoe repair man said, as he came to the door, "I'm closed." But the man said, "Oh, please, please, let me just drop these off." The repair man said, "Okay," and so he opened the door and let the gentleman in. After taking his shoes, the gentleman said, "Now, I notice that you're closed, but there are no cars on the parking lot. Just mine when I drove up. How are you going to get home? How are you going to get home from your shoe repair shop?" That's when the shoe repair man said, "Oh, you see those steps over there?" He said, "I live here." He said, "I live up there. I just work down here." Some of us don't know where we live, because we've made down here everything. You merely work down here. And if you ever confuse the two and make down here the totality of your existence, then you will miss out on your true home. You'll miss out on future reward, but you'll also miss out on earthly benefit. That's why I want to talk to you today about your true citizenship. Verse 20 says, your citizenship is in heaven. Paul is writing to the Philippian Christians, to the saints at Philippi, having established that they're citizens, and he wants them to know that I have not already attained it or have become perfect, verse 12. Paul says in everyday English, "I have not arrived." So if the most spiritual, if the most godly, if the most talented Christian man in the New Testament says, "I have not arrived," guess where you and I are? What Paul is saying is, I still have a ways to go. I still have not reached the point of spiritual maturity and accomplishing divine purpose that I was put here for. I have not gotten there yet. Because the Christian life is a perpetual life of spiritual development, and your point of perfection will not arrive until your transfer to glory has arrived. So between now and then, we're in pursuit. We're in pursuit of the person of Jesus Christ, of maturity in Christ, and fulfilling the purposes of Christ during our tour duty on earth. It must be a determined decision to prioritize your spiritual growth and experiencing God's purpose for your life if you ever want to have it. It won't just happen. God will support your decision to pursue Him. He will not make the decision for you. So He says, "I press on, I prioritize the spiritual." Why? Remember, Paul is a citizen of heaven. Now, in order for that to happen, notice what he tells you and me. Hold on to your seatbelt. Because he says, "This one thing I do," verse 13, "forgetting what lies behind, reaching forward to what lies ahead." He says, if you're ever going to get to tomorrow, you got to let yesterday go. Many a Christian is crippled by yesterday. Yesterday has some good. Yesterday has some bad. Yesterday has some ugly. But remember, whether it's good, bad, or ugly, it's still yesterday. And I got some bad news for you. You can't change yesterday. You can't. You can regret it. You can feel bad about it. You can be sad about it. But you can't undo it because it happened and it's part of your history. Use your yesterday as a rearview mirror that you peek in every now and then, but live your life in the windshield of where you are going in your pursuit of Jesus Christ, and you must press on. A runner can't win a race looking backwards. When you look back, you slow down. Yes, learn from yesterday, but you can't live in yesterday if you're going to move to tomorrow. So he says that your purpose must be secured. It must be fixed by moving forward in pursuit of your spiritual maturity and your divine purpose. Well, how do you do that? Because it's hard to press when you got something pressing against you. You may have people pressing against you. You may have circumstances pressing against you. And you want to press through. You want to press through. Notice what he says. He gives you some help. He tells everybody that's not getting this. Verse 15. And if any of you have a different attitude, God will reveal that also to you. In other words, if you ain't getting this, God's going to have to help you. If you don't get this, that the eternal must be placed above the temporal because you are citizens of heaven, he says, God has got to show you this. But what do you do in the meantime? Notice what he says. He says in verse 17, brethren, join in following my example. Observe those who walk according to the pattern you have in us. For many walk of whom I often told you and tell you, even crying, weeping. They're enemies of the cross, destruction, their appetite, their God is their appetite, their glory is their shame, and their minds are on earthly things. He says, if you want to pursue, you better watch out who you hanging out with. Every parent here today should be concerned about your children's friends. Who they hanging out with. There's not a parent here today that wants your kids hanging out with drug addicts. There's not a parent here today who wants your kids hanging out with murderers. There's not a parent here today who wants your kids hanging out with dropouts who don't care about finishing school. There's not a parent here today who's not concerned that your kids don't hang out with drunks. Why? Because you know the possibility is they will rub off on them. And so you are concerned. You don't send them over Joe's house if you know that Joe's parents don't mind their kids cussing. Because you mind it in your house. And so you are concerned that your children are not fed as best as you can and as much as you're able bad influences. Well, God is a father, and he's concerned about who his kids hang out with. Because a lot of us are messed up because of our posse. Paul says, follow my example and the rest of us who are walking this way. If you don't have a spiritual group of people in your life who share your spiritual values, who are pursuing God, they just connect with you because of the career. They connect with you because of the money. They connect with you because of the prestige, but have no heart for God. And he says, and you know them because here it is. You won't like it, but here it is. It says they mind earthly things. In other words, they don't see the spiritual side of things. They don't see God's point of view. Heaven is not their focus. So all they're going to give you is more earth. They're going to give you more time and more temporal. They're not going to give you more eternal. Why? Because they are earthbound. And he's talking about earthbound Christians who he calls enemies of the cross. You can be a Christian and an enemy of the cross because you have diminished the citizenship up there for the temporal down here. And I'm trying to explain that if you make time more important than eternity, you lose out on both. But if you make eternity more important than this little teeny minute that you and I are here called time, eternity explodes and time is improved. Because now you're living for the purpose for which you've been redeemed. It's amazing to me how many Christians are offended when spiritual people give them spiritual perspective. and they're offended. They're just offended because spiritual people are giving them spiritual perspective when that's the only perspective God will honor. He will never honor an earth view that contradicts a heaven view, no matter how educated, how rich, how fancy the person is giving you the data. See, because we've been duped by earth. So we think earth folk must know because they got a little something behind their name or something in the bank. But when it comes to living your life, unless it is God's point of view, there will be no God assistance to you, even if you pray about it. He says, follow our example and not those who are earthbound, who are working against the plan of God. Attach yourself to a person pursuing maturity and purpose. And then he comes and he tells you again in verse 20, for our citizenship is in heaven. Ah, your citizenship, that is the country to which you belong, is not here. You were not redeemed for here. You were redeemed while here, but you weren't redeemed for here. You were redeemed for there while being here. And God expects you to bring heaven's point of view in earth's decisions, in earth's priorities, and you can't change why you didn't do it yesterday, last week, last month, last year. So forgetting those things which are behind, it's time to get going now, because tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, the clock is moving.
Dr. Evans will come back with some thoughts about how to keep making progress once we decide to start moving on toward maturity. First, though, we only have a couple of days left in this series, The Eternal Perspective. That means time is running out on your chance to get this 10-part CD collection as our way of saying thanks for your contribution to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. You'll get the full-length version of each message, including material we didn't have time to bring you on the air. Along the way, you'll get the big picture of why your ministry matters. Explore what it means to be truly rich, and discover how to live a forever kind of life while you're still here on earth. Contact us at tonyevans.org for details on the series called The Eternal Perspective before time runs out on Friday. Visit us today at tonyevans.org or give us a call day or night at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our resource team members help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. Dr. Evans will come back with part two of today's message after this.
They say it takes one to know one. That's especially true for me. I'm a pastor's wife. We have opportunities, challenges, hopes, and hurts that only another pastor's wife can really understand. You can say we're in the same boat. Well, it's time to give that phrase a whole new meaning by joining Lois Evans on a fabulous 7-day cruise coming up in February. We'll stop in Jamaica, the Bahamas, the Cayman Islands, and Cozumel, Mexico. But don't just come for the sights. Come for the sisterhood as we share an adventure with new friends who really understand who we are and what we do. We'll hear great speakers like Crystal Evans Hurst, Debbie Titus, Gloria Morrow, Meredith Shepherd, Priscilla Shire, and Rhoda Gonzalez. We'll worship with Carolyn Traylor. Then we'll come back refreshed, empowered, and inspired. Husbands are welcome too, but the sessions are just for us ladies. Don't miss it. February 22nd through 29th. Get the details and make your reservations now at tonyevans.org.
When I travel and I go to a hotel, I have my bag, and I live out of my bag. I never empty my suitcase when I travel and go to a hotel. I know they got drawers in there for you to use, but I don't use them. I operate out of my suitcase. If I'm there for a few days, I take a bigger suitcase. If I travel out of the country, gonna be gone for a week or so, I just take a bigger suitcase because I know I'm going to live out of that suitcase. And the reason I'm gonna live out of that suitcase is that hotel's not home. Now, home, I'm going to use the drawers, I'm going to use all that. But at the hotel room, I'm going to live out the suitcase because I understand this is a temporary situation. So I don't make myself at home because it's not home. It is a temporary location that I have to be there to accomplish a purpose. And so I live temporarily. Now, they got different levels of hotels. You got the Motel 6. They'll leave the light on for you. You got the Marriott. Stop. You got the Four Seasons and the Ritz. But no matter how fancy the hotel, it's temporary. I know some of you are in an apartment. Others of you are in a house. You got 3 bedrooms and 2-car garages. Then we got some folks in here who live in large. You got a semi-mansion and maybe 4 or 5-car garages, much more in the house. I don't care whether you in an apartment, a regular house, or you living uptown, living large. It's all temporary. It's all temporary. So what God is saying is, don't act like you're here to stay. Don't act like you're here to stay. 2,000 years ago, Paul was looking for the return of Jesus. It's called the imminent return of Christ, meaning he can come at any moment. Now, that's good news and bad news. Good news is he's coming. Bad news is we don't know when. So he wants us to live our lives as though it could be any time. Okay? So he says, I'm eagerly looking for the return of Christ. Why? Because he's a heavenly citizen. Somebody comes to your door. They knock on your door. They say, hello, I'm John Doe, and I'm from the White House. From the White House. The President of the United States is coming to your town, and he's decided that when he comes, he's going to come to your house. He's decided that he wanted to visit a family, and he's coming to you when he comes to town. Well, that's exciting. The President of the United States is coming to my house. Sir, when is he coming? Well, I don't know. I don't know. He didn't tell me when he's coming. He just told me, be ready when he comes, because he could come at any time. But he hadn't told me when that's going to be. Now, I am sure for most folk in this room, that will greatly change how you approach your house. Because knowing that he could come at any time means all the time you must be ready for, because you're eagerly anticipating his coming. Now, your house is not going to be perfect, but you're going to dust a little more often. Your house is not going to be perfect, but you ain't going to let it get but so junky, because you know he could show. In other words, you want it to be clean enough that even though if it's a little dirt, you can take care of it real quick, because he could come at any time. And you know that because he gave his word and he has the authority to do it. Oh, but then he adds something. He says he could come at any time, but he may decide to bring you to him first. He's coming, and when he comes, he's going to come at his time. You just be ready. But he might decide he wants to bring you to the big house in Washington rather than visiting you in your house down here. We are to live in anticipation that he could come at any moment. 1 John 3, verse 2 says that we are purified by anticipating his coming. But he might decide to bring you to him first, to transition you from earth to heaven, from time to eternity. But either way, a meeting is going to occur. Whether he comes to you or brings you to him, to the big house, he says, I want you to be ready for the time we connect. And I want you to live each day in light of that reality, because it could be today. So let me ask you a question. If Jesus Christ called you today, or if he returned today, would you be excited or say, I wish I had more time? I wish I had another day, week, month, year. Okay? I don't know when he's coming. All I know is you have today. You've got now. And the nows add up. And he says, if I can get you to focus on heaven and make heaven bigger than time, because you're citizens up there, you're not citizens down here. Or as Titus chapter 2, verse 13 says, looking for the blessed hope And the blessed hope, he says, will conform your body with his glory. Oh, he's going to change you. 2 Corinthians 5, verses 1 to 5 says, since we have this treasure in earthen vessels, he's going to change you. You'll still be you, but he's going to remake your frame, your body. That's why he makes this body break down when it's time to transition to heaven. So he makes it break down so bad that we want to transition to heaven. So that he can change it into the glorified body. Now, I'm not being morbid. God wants us to live. He wants us to maximize our life. He wants us to live each day, but as a citizen of heaven, not as a duped person on earth.
Dr. Evans will come back in a moment with a final illustration about a young man who found the inspiration he needed to finally get in the game. But first, there's a lot of discussion these days about the importance of citizenship. But spiritual citizenship is a matter of life and death. Here's Dr. Evans with a word about how you can choose life.
On the cross, Jesus Christ paid for your sins in order to give you the gift of eternal life. The requirement is simply that you place faith in him and his work on the cross personally for you, for him to give you the eternal life he promised.
Learn more about how that gift can be yours today. Just visit TonyEvans.org and follow the link that says Jesus. Tony has a short, powerful video that explains what real Christianity is about, along with some free follow-up resources. Check it out today. And when you do, we encourage you to follow up on today's message by reviewing the full-length version on your own and sharing it with your friends. It comes as a part of Tony's 10-lesson series called The Eternal Perspective. And it's yours with our thanks if you contact us by Friday and make your contribution to help keep this program coming your way. Get details and make your request before time runs out at TonyEvans.org. That's TonyEvans.org. Or call our 24-hour resource center at 1-800-800-3222. Well, tomorrow, Dr. Evans has surefire investment advice that'll pay dividends for the rest of your life and beyond, as he explains what we need to be doing today to prepare for eternity. Right now, though, he's back to wrap up today's lesson with a special story.
There was a goof-off on a football field. He was a goof-off. He didn't really play hard. He was just kind of on the team, but he didn't do much. Just kind of there. And so he hardly got to play, you know, because he wasn't really committed. Then they came to the last game of the season. But on this particular day, all the other guys in front of him got hurt. So the coach had no choice but to put him in the game. They put him in the game, and the boy ran like a wild man. He was running around people, jumping over people, overpowering people. The boy put on a show. At the end of the game, the coach called him to the office. Said, now you've been playing around all year long. You've been fooling around, just messing up and just doing a little here and a little there, but, you know, not really taking this thing seriously. And today we put you out on the field and you showed off. What got into you today? Tears welled up in the little boy's eyes and they began to flow down his cheeks. He said, Coach, 2 days ago, my father died. Coach, my father was blind. So this is the first time he's ever gotten to see me play. See, when you know daddy is watching, when you know your heavenly father is looking, when you know God up there is staring to see how you perform, it now takes you off of living a little bit here and a little bit there, shucking and jiving and playing around. Now you want to get serious because you know daddy is looking. Your heavenly father is watching to give you a glorious entrance into heaven and to give you purpose and meaning on earth. The good news is he's willing to start you from where you are today. Forgetting those things which are behind. Press on.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.